what made that sort of search possible in families like this, and there were 22 of them in our original study, was the development of a genetic map. When we first started the work, we and lots of other groups like us were developing the map as we went along. By the time that BRCA1 was ultimately identified in 1994, the map was essentially in place. Thousands of markers had been placed on the map. What had taken me 17 years to do from the early 70s until 1990 could be done now in weeks. The existence of the map was a phenomenal tool. So what we need to solve these problems are families like this, who will talk to us, keep talking to us over the years, and let us work with their DNA, maps, genetic maps, and then the capacity to know what sequence lies between markers in the genome.